We're now going to talk a little Pella Christian girls basketball with three members of the Eagles girls basketball team that was victorious on Tuesday night, 59-40 over Oskaloosa. The three senior members of this Pella Christian team. We're going to start first with Anna Bonnet. Anna, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on the win. What'd you think about this one tonight?
No, it was a fun, very fun game to play. It was, everyone was out there pushing the hardest, and it was fun.
Well, you had one of the best stretches I've seen out of anybody in about a one-minute span in the third quarter.
Thank you.
Hit a three-pointer. Next possession, you hit a three-pointer.
Yep.
Then you get a steal and go down and score, and then you get a steal and couldn't quite finish that one off. But what was going on with you down there, because you really shined in that 1 minute?
Man, coach told us, you know, you have to go out there. If you don't push hard, you go coming out, so I did not want to go on the bench. I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to hit these threes and get the steals, you know, get my stats up.
Do you have the confidence when you're open there to just let it fly?
Sometimes. Sometimes when I'm like hot on steals, I kind of get the confidence to shoot, but not always.
So for you, it's a little bit of your defense. If you're playing well defensively and doing it on that end, that leads to feeling a little more confident on the offensive end?
Yeah, that.
All right, so what on the defensive end there with those steals, you know, what were you seeing there? Pretty quick hands to be able to get in there. Is that just a reaction thing for you?
Yeah, it's a reaction because, like, I usually steal when they're going really slow, you know, not paying attention at all. So
you see that opportunity and pounce, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had a great night tonight, 10 points. The Eagles improved to 7-5 on the season.
Yep.
This is your senior year.
Yeah.
It's a weird year with COVID and all the things that are going on. What has it been like for you in your final year as a senior?
It's been crazy. You know, we've had a lot of restrictions and stuff, but it's been really fun. You know, we've pushed through all the obstacles and everything, and we're all just having fun at this point now.
And how do you feel like it's going for you? Are you happy with the way that you guys are playing on the floor?
Yes, I'm very happy. From last year, we weren't always together, but this year I feel like we're more as a family and bonding really good, and, you know, seeing eye to eye and everything.
Fantastic. Well, hey, good luck in the second half of the season. We'll see you down the road. Thanks,
Anna. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, that's Anna Bonnet. We've still got Avery Baugh and Allison Van Gorp to go. I'm not sure who's coming up next. Looks like it's going to be Allison Van Gorp, who had a terrific game tonight, 16 points and 21 rebounds for Pella Christian in a 59-40 win over Oskaloosa on Tuesday night as the Eagles improve to 7-5 on the season. Allison, thanks so much for joining us. What did you think about your performance out there tonight?
It was good. I missed a few free throws, so that sucks. But other than that, it was pretty good.
Well, you know, one of the things I've noticed is teams really have put an emphasis on double-teaming you and sometimes triple-teaming you. When they're able to do that, it looks like there's a little frustration out there. Just, I mean, it's just harder to take advantage of that. And then you can see when they don't do that, pretty easy for you to score. Mm-hmm. How do you fight your way through that when teams are really focusing on you?
I think when guards, like, especially today, like, Witt's really stepped up and she hit a lot of good shots, and that really helps because then the defense has to go out and guard her more. So then that just makes it a lot easier inside.
And how about the rebounding? 21 rebounds tonight, which is just a massive performance. What do you do so well on the glass?
I think it's just boxing out.
Yep. Just simple as that, huh? Just the fundamentals?
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Well, hey, and that got the job done tonight. How do you feel your senior season's going for you?
Good. I think, we could be playing a lot better, but it could be a lot worse, so.
And what are things that either Coach Ingbers is talking to you about, or what are things do you recognize as you get into the second half of your senior season? Where do you want to get better?
I think the last few games we really talked about rebounding because we were really down to rebounds. So today that was a lot better from everyone. So I think that helped a lot. And, just keeping – sometimes the defense we get lazy, so just keeping pressure on, that really helps too.
And how about this weird senior year for you? What, you know, it's been abnormal for everybody, but this is it for you, right? At least as far as high school basketball is concerned. How are you working your way through it, and what's your senior year been like for you?
Yeah, honestly, it's been pretty good. I mean, it sucks that we can't have a student section, but that's about it. And I'm just glad that we can still play basketball and that I can have a senior season, and yeah.
And what's next for you?
I'm going to Central to play basketball and track.
Following Big Brother, huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, we're glad you're staying in Pella.
Yep.
Congrats on the win tonight, and we'll see you on Friday against Pella.
Yes.
All right. That's Allison Van Gorp, another member of the Pella Christian girls basketball team, one of the three seniors. And we've heard from Anna Bonnet. We've heard from Allison Van Gorp. And that brings up Avery Baugh, who's coming up to talk to us, again, following a 59-40 win for Pella Christian over Oskaloosa. All right, and the mystery has been answered. The headset fits with the hair. You're rocking it good, Avery, looking good.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for joining us. What'd you think about tonight? This was a fun one to watch. You guys played really well.
Yes, thank you. It was really fun to play against Oski again. Well, for the first time this year, but again.
You've seen him a lot over the years.
Yes, it's always a fun time, especially in this gym.
Now, you didn't have a big statistical night, but certainly you're facilitating out there, running the point. What did you think of the way that everything went? You know, Emma had a huge game.
Yes.
Allison had a big game. We've already talked to Anna. Fun watching your teammates fill up the stat sheet?
Yes, I like to have other people have good nights than myself. I always pray before games that my teammates will have a good night rather than myself. And it's just so much fun to see them light up the court. And I just love cheering them on. And I love those girls with all my heart.
And you have a huge smile on your face, even as we're talking. You have just such a great presence out there on the floor. What is that? Is that your philosophy in life? Or is it basketball or sports that brings that out in you? You just always look like you're having fun out there.
I would say that's my philosophy for life. I just like to have fun in life.
Okay. And you had fun tonight. Your team gets a 59-40 win. Are you having fun this year? What's it been like for you in a pretty weird 2020, 2021, you know, senior season? What's that been like for you?
It sure has been different than other years. I have the blessing to still go to school and see my friends. And it's just crazy that we are still in school, honestly. So it's such a blessing that we're still have the ability to go to school and learn more about God and learn more about everything.
Do you stop and think about that every once in a while? There's, you know, lots of states and school districts, even here in Iowa, that are not in class, that don't get to play sports, and we have the blessing to have the opportunity to do that.
Yes, I know, because I have a friend that went online. She's like, "You don't want to go online. Please just wear your mask." And I'm like, "Yes, I will. It's such a blessing to be here."
Lastly, I'll ask you about Friday night. You play Pella, first time this season. What's that Pella Christian game like as a player on Friday night?
Ooh, it's a big one. I get really anxious myself, but I know you just want to get right at it. And it's just a good rivalry. The girls there are nice, but on the court, it's like we're a whole new person.
Well, have fun. We will see you on Friday night. Congrats on the win here on Tuesday, and best of luck on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, that is Avery Baugh. We also heard from Allison Van Gorp and Anna Bonnet, the members of the Pella Christian girls basketball team, following the Eagles' 59-40 win over Oskaloosa on Tuesday.